This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Cabinet wants the Urban Wellbeing, Housing and Local Government Ministry to fine-tune a loan scheme which allows property developers help house buyers purchase homes. This issue was brought up after its minister, Tan Sri Noh Omar, highlighted existing provisions under the 1951 Moneylenders Act, which comes under his ministry. These provisions give the Housing Ministry the power to grant money lending licenses to property developers to loan money to help prospective house buyers, especially those who have trouble obtaining loans.
In order to reduce the burden kepada pembeli-pembeli ini, dia susah nak dapat pinjaman bank. Sebab itu Kementerian telah pun bersetuju untuk kita memberikan lesen pinjaman wang berlesen kepada mana-mana pemaju perumahan yang berminat, utamanya pemaju-pemaju perumahan yang establish, yang besar, yang modalnya banyak, untuk diberi peluang memberikan pinjaman kepada pembeli-pembeli.
That sounds like good news. House buyers who, for whatever reason, fail to qualify for a bank loan can now opt to borrow from the property developer, the same party that is selling them the unit. Noh Omar also agrees it is good news for both parties, buyer and seller.
This proposal is a win-win situation for both developers and house buyers. For the developers, these facilities will offer a second profit center. The second profit center is a recurring long-term income, as the loan tenure will be in the range of 10 to 20 years.
Developers helping house buyers own homes, that's not something new. The Real Estate and Housing Developers Association Malaysia's president, Datuk Sri FD Iskandar, however, says the actual numbers are still unclear.
All we know is some developers are already doing this. The actual numbers, we are calling for a questionnaire and we want to know how many of our members are actually doing this. And when they do this, we want to know the extent of the money lending that they're doing.
Property developers have actually been helping buyers solve this issue of bridging the gap between the loan for which they qualify and the amount needed to make the deal. These include offering rebates and incentives, FD Iskandar explains. The REDA president insists these actions are necessary as obtaining financing these days is more difficult, especially since property cooling measures were put in place by the government since 2010.
Demand is still very strong. Every time there's a property launch, people will come. They will take time to decide. The moment they decide, the problem is they don't have the capacity to get the margin of financing that they desire. At one time, banks even give up 100%. We do not expect banks to give up 100%. Most buyers will come up with 10%. That is standard. 10%, you sign the sales and purchase agreement, and they would desire 90% margin of financing. But what is happening today? Most banks are only giving 75 to 80%. So it is a problem of the 10 to 15% bridging. That is the issue.
FD Iskandar says it was this issue to help home buyers that necessitated the need to provide some help to cover the shortfall, which these buyers fail to qualify for.
Because of the issue, certain guidelines, certain policies are being discussed to assist one, first-time house buyers, two, people who wants to buy affordable homes, meaning 500,000 ringgit and below. To bridge, I'm talking about bridging. I'm not talking about providing full loans. No developer have got the balance sheet to provide 100% financing. We are not financial institution, but we need to assist first-time buyers and affordable home buyers.
Another issue has also been highlighted, the interest rate. According to Minister Noh Omar, the rates as provided for under the 1951 Act are capped at 12% for secured loans and 18% for those with no collateral. FD Iskandar clarifies.
Interest rate, what interest rate? We also, you must remember, we also have our costs because it is something that we borrow. So whatever we borrow, we probably cap it, not more than 2% because there's a cost to us. So this thing, developers becoming along, 16-18%. Nobody will come to you if you want to charge 16-18%. We want something which is sustainable. We want to bridge. Yes, It is a cost to us. Of course, we have to get back our cost.
As this issue is still very new, REDA is also waiting for more clarity to come from the government before fine-tuning the proposal so that it benefits all parties.
This money lending license is not new. It's already been there. A lot of people don't know about it. But once the minister announced it, a lot of people now know that there is an actual money lending license. And one of the purposes is also to do this bridging. So with proper guidelines, what are the interest rates that you can charge? It has to be reasonable. If you were to charge such a high amount, nobody will come to you. So we want to see what are the guidelines. We want to see what are the mechanisms. There will be risks and challenges there. Once it's there, we will sit down among our members and we will try and find a way to have a palatable situation.
Meanwhile, Brigadier General Dato' Goh Sing Toh, Vice President of the National House Buyers Association, thinks the idea to allow developers to loan money is one that will lead to more problems.
Why is the Minister of Urban Wellbeing trying to frustrate the central government's cooling measure effort? The government has put in certain cooling measures, telling the bank to be more stringent in dishing out housing loan, loan-to-value ratio, percentage of loan, number of houses applicant has got. You know, all those are calculated cooling measures. Now, only 2 years into the program, and here we got the housing minister trying to frustrate this effort. And it also is a total conflict of interest for the developer to be also the financier. And the bottom line is the house buyers are going to suffer. You know, you're talking about 10 to 12% plus all the other unseen costs. I think cost of houses, the basic cost, and also the eventual cost, if you add in the interest and all that, is going to be horrendous. So it defeats the whole purpose of providing affordable housing.
Goh adds availing house buyers who can barely qualify for loans in the first place will cause even more problems.
The banks have already put in cautious guidelines, you know, the ratio of loan to their disposable income. And if the bank sees it not suitable to approve loan or not suitable to give loan up to certain limit, and if the money lenders, in other words, developers now, is going to come in and top up the difference, now wouldn't that put the house buyer in a more precarious situation financially? Now he's got a loan to service, which I would imagine it'll be to the borderline of his capacity to pay back. And then now he got another source of loan from the developer money lending companies to add on to his financial commitment. Now, aren't we now putting the house buyers into an even more precarious situation?
The HBA, meanwhile, is set to meet up with the government this week to discuss the issue to put forward their concerns.
We're going to have a meeting with the Ministry of Urban Wellbeing on the 20th, and we shall be putting our case very, very strongly. Giving developers money lenders license is not the answer. Now, if developers got such deep pocket, then he should do the build and sell, which they have consistently insisted that they are not ready for the build and sell 1090 because big developers will be in the act, small developers will be out of business. And now they are saying they want to get a money lender's license so that they can provide housing loan to top up to house buyers what the bank couldn't provide. I see a lot of conflicting interests, and we think that policy shouldn't see the light of day.
All in all, whether or not such an avenue of financing is available, one should always assess one's own capabilities of servicing any borrowings. Desmond Chong from AKPK, Bank Negara's Credit Counselling and Debt Management Agency, has some good advice.
From our AKPK program, we always say that you save enough first before you go and make the bookings, before you go and buy a house. So saving enough, of course, we are deferring to the down payments. After the down payments, you have to look the margin of finance, whether you really have a capability to borrow and later for the payback. If that part, you cannot do it at your end, you're expecting somebody to come and help you with interest. So that also will come back to hit you with your cash flow management later. Why bank want to set a DSR? Because we know that after minus all the debts, your disposable income will be getting very minimum now. So instead of paying back to the bank for your asset repayments, you still have another source of borrowing. That means you still have to pay back for another loans. Are you able to make up the difference? Of course, some of them might be thinking that, yeah, my future income will be increased. I might have more money. That is something uncertain at the moment. So you have to see things from your current capabilities. Are you able to or not?
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.